Meteorology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mainly clear skies this afternoon with highs around 70. South winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 41 tonight. Bright sunshine expected tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 72. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 66.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Trace Tong. Law enforcement authorities in Saline County are investigating a September home invasion robbery, and they have a suspect in custody. Over the weekend, the Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office notified the Salina Police Department they had captured 41-year-old Thalo Ketkan of Salina. Just before 9:30 p.m. on September 19th, police were dispatched to the 300 block of North Penn Avenue in Salina regarding an armed robbery. Ketkin will be returned to Salina to face requested charges that include aggravated robbery, aggravated burglary, and aggravated battery. That's according to the Salina Police Department. The long-awaited public meeting on the future of the racetrack at the Kansas State Fairgrounds is today at 5 o'clock at Dillon Hall in the Encampment Building. State Fair General Manager Brian Schultz said that if the board wants to dive deeper into any proposals they think might be viable after hearing them today, it would likely take a special session of the board on a separate day to do that.
Rusty Eck Ford has been serving our customers in Wichita and all over Kansas for 70 years. Rusty Eck Ford has the new Ford or Blue Advantage certified pre-owned vehicle you are looking for online, in stock, and ready for delivery. Our finance team will help you with the best finance options available. Need your car serviced? Rusty Eck Ford has factory certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home, work, or fleet for most routine maintenance needs. Been in a wreck? Call Eck. Our certified professionals can work on all makes and models. We work with your insurance company to get you back on the road as soon as possible. Rusty Eck Ford is Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership 3 years running. Come see us today at 7310 East Kellogg or online at RustyEckFord.com and drive home your new Ford today. And remember,
if you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money.
Absolutely unbeatable.
An early morning shooting in rural Pottawatomie County north of St. George sent one victim to the hospital early this morning. At around 6:20 this morning, the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office said emergency crews were called to the 4700 block of Blackjack Road, which is about 1 mile north of Highway 24, with reports of a shooting. When first responders arrived, they said they found one adult who had suffered an apparent gunshot wound. They were taken to a local hospital. However, the seriousness of the injuries is not yet known. Multiple businesses in Lyons are closed with no idea when they'll reopen after a partial building collapse happened on Sunday. Saturday night was busy for County Seat. Owner Amanda Byard and her employees worked until 2 a.m. and woke up to the news Sunday morning.
The outpouring of support and people that have come to me and asked, you know, what can I do, is just, it's humbling.
That audio courtesy of KSN. From the news desk, I'm Trace Tall.
No two farms are alike, and at Blue Valley Insurance, we understand that. That's why you'll get farm insurance coverage tailored just for you. We look at your individual situation and help you figure out the coverages that make the most sense for your farm, all at an affordable price. No matter what you grow or how big or small your farm, we can help. Your roots are in farming. Ours are in protecting you. Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Trace Tall. Governor Jim Pillen issued an executive order requiring all state public servants who have continued to work remotely since the COVID-19 pandemic to return to the office, facility, or field location assigned by their agency beginning January 2nd of next year. Pillen says, quote, Nebraskans are back to work, and they expect that our agencies are fully staffed and open for business Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. A 16-year-old Nebraska girl is charged with first-degree murder and use of a deadly weapon to commit a felony after allegedly stabbing her newborn to death, that's according to Gordon, Nebraska police. On November 6, Gordon police went to the home following a report that a teenage girl had given birth and the baby was not breathing. Court documents reveal the officer saw the child's throat had been cut through the windpipe and there were multiple stab wounds on the left side of the chest. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Attention Wichita and surrounding communities. Have you been told you've got too much negative equity in your trade to make a deal? Did you pay over MSRP and are now stuck with a huge loss? You're not alone. At Midwest Kia, we never price over sticker. Come to Midwest Kia's Great Thanksgiving Negative Equity Elimination Event. That's right, come see us at Midwest Kia, and if we can't put a reasonable deal together because of your negative equity, you'll be entered into a chance to win up to $10,000 of Midwest Kia's negative equity elimination money. That's up to $10,000 more for your trade to help you get back into equity towards the purchase of any vehicle on our lot. At Midwest Kia, we offer a simple, transparent, and fast car buying experience. Come to Midwest Kia and see why people are singing.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Winner picked on November 30th, 2023. Need not be present to win. Winner receives up to $10,000 applied against negative equity of trade-in on credit purchase of vehicle from Midwest Kia. Negative equity is the difference between trade-in, ACV, and payoff. See dealer for details. No purchase necessary.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. High Plains Resources advised Washington County commissioners that they will be drilling for gas, hydrogen, and helium. KXP Resources had drilled 3 test wells in Marshall County this past year and plan another 3 in the Greenleaf area. Reportedly, hydrogen was discovered in previous test wells north of Blue Rapids. Seismic surveys along county roads will begin the process and will assist in locating specific drill sites, which should be finalized early in 2024 when permits will be obtained. Land leases are being negotiated with landowners for access, and the drilling process could continue much of next year. The Washington County News reports the focus will be in the Little Blue, Barnes, Lincoln, and Kimio townships. Marshall County Commissioners meeting last week was mostly routine business. Annual meeting of the Marshall County Fair Association will be Wednesday, November 15th, 7 p.m. at the 4-H Achievement Center on the fairgrounds in Blue Rapids. Nemaha County Commissioners went on record supporting Jackson County efforts in promoting extension of 4 lanes of U.S. 75 north of Holton. KDOT has offered $25,000 toward use of Nemaha County roads for a detour for replacement of a box culvert, which will force closure of K-9 at V Road. Commissioners urged negotiation for an increase. Discussion was held with the Fair Board regarding a new horse barn, which they would fund, asking Nemaha County for property and utility assistance. Consensus was to support the project. It was suggested land be acquired from the city of Seneca so that the county owns all property where fair activities are located. The Northeast Kansas officials meeting will be held at the new Meadowlark Extension Building in Seneca. Gage County is working on grants to replace the Blue Springs Bridge. Public input is encouraged and will be part of the conversation at an infrastructure outreach meeting Wednesday evening at 6:30 at the Blue Springs City Hall. Valley Heights USD 498 November regular meeting has been moved to Wednesday at 6 p.m. and will include a public hearing at 5:45 regarding the district's open enrollment policy. Vaccination clinics will be held in several Marshall County communities Wednesday and Thursday this week. The health department will offer flu, COVID, RSV, pneumococcal disease, tetanus, and shingles vaccines at the Blue Rapids Community Center Wednesday from 9 to 10 a.m. and the Waterville Community Center from noon to 1. Then on Thursday at the Summerfield Firehouse, 9:30 till 10:30, Axtell American Legion, 11 until noon, and in Frankfurt at the Nutrition Site, Thursday from 1 to 2. Walk-in vaccinations of the health department in Marysville also welcome anytime, with no appointments necessary. Marysville Public Library will host a houseplant care meeting and swap Thursday at 12:15. Kelsey Hattisall with K-State Research and Extension Office will share how to care for houseplants, and participants may bring along a plant to share snips. River Valley Extension will feature Fall Floral Fiesta in Washington Thursday evening. Women in Agriculture will host this ladies' night out with networking, fun, and floral designing. The event at the KSDS East Building Meeting Room in Washington. RSVP is requested. Marshall County Public Works advising that Yonder Road at the north edge of Vermilion Township closed effective Tuesday, November 14th, 7:30 until 5:30 for replacement of a structure on Yonder Road between 20th and 21st Roads. James L. Sloan, age 84, of Greenleaf, passed away Monday. Funeral arrangements pending with the Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for James Sloan.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you. Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gifts that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. South winds between 5 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Mostly clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. More sunshine on Wednesday with our highs in the mid-60s and mid-70s and partly cloudy throughout Wednesday night with our lows in the mid-40s and lower 50s. South winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Breezy on Thursday, sunny with our highs in the mid-60s and lower 70s. Southwest winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Then partly cloudy skies into Thursday night with our lows in the lower to upper 30s. Northwest winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Still sunny but cooler on Friday with our highs in the mid-50s and lower 60s. Northwest winds still between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 30. And clear skies into Friday night with our lows in the lower to mid-30s. Sunshine on Saturday with our highs in the lower to upper 60s and partly cloudy Saturday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-November 55, record high on this date 79. The average low 32 and the record low is 2 degrees. Sunrise this morning 7:09, sunset this evening at 5:14.
Thanksgiving makes an early arrival this year, so it's already time for advanced prep. A little advice for the overwhelmed today on the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, November 14th, the 318th day of the year. Former First Lady Mamie Eisenhower was born on this day in 1896. Thanksgiving is just over a week away, and if you'll be hosting the big meal, now is the time for some battleground preparation. Here's a few things that can be done early. Clean up countertop clutter and make room in the fridge for prepared dishes and leftovers. Clean tarnished silverware and check for spots on glassware. And since the big bird will require most of your attention, consider preparing appetizers, soups, side dishes, and desserts in advance. We have a long list of make-ahead Thanksgiving dishes on our website. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. You can learn more online at almanac.com.
At Reflections, you will find a treasure trove of items and gifts backed by a friendly and knowledgeable staff. Shop your Hallmark Gold Crown store for the biggest selection in greeting cards, Christmas ornaments, gift wrap, home decor, and gift ideas for all your celebration and personal needs. In addition, Reflections offers custom framing services and specialized Black Squirrel products, along with your favorite K-State and KU fan gear. Shop Reflections in downtown Marysville today.
For all your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
B&W Electric reminds you that now's the time for a furnace maintenance call to ensure that your home will stay comfortably warm all winter long. Make a call today and their professional service technicians can schedule an appointment to check your home furnace, replace filters, and advise of any repairs needed. Don't wait until it's too late and you're in the cold. Call B&W Electric in Hanover today.
Cook & Company salutes all the men and women who have ever worn the uniform of the U.S. military. Thank you from Cook & Company in Seneca, with the widest selections of interior and exterior wood doors, is celebrating 30 years in business with expanded employee benefits, including Blue Cross Blue Shield Health, Delta Dental, and Disability.
Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Trace Tall. Kansas State men's basketball team took care of business at Bramlage Coliseum last night, taking down South Dakota State 91-68. Cam Carter scored 25 points on 10 of 20 shooting from the field. The Wildcats now head to the Bahamas to compete in the Bahamar Hoops Championship. Their first game against Providence will be this Friday at 5 o'clock. That game will air on CBS Sports Network. The first weekly honors from the Big 12 Conference were handed out, and one of them goes to the number one Jayhawks. Hunter Dickinson averaged 19.5 points, 8 rebounds, and shot 4 for 4 from three-point range, earning his first weekly honor at KU. Number one Kansas takes on number 17 Kentucky tonight at the United Center in Chicago for the Champions Classic. Tip-off is set for 8:30 on ESPN. Mid-America Network Sports.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up in intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cakeland.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News. On your side.
Get ready for spring mowing with an instant $500 rebate on Spartan's most popular zero-turn mowers at Countryside Motors in Wellington. Over 100 Spartan mowers in stock and ready for you immediately with many unique features to make mowing your lawn faster, easier, and more comfortable. 0% financing available with approved credit. See the full line of Spartan mowers at Countryside right away to take advantage of the $500 springtime instant rebate. Online at Countryside Motors or on the ground at Countryside Motors in Wellington. Countryside Motors, we have what moves you.
Both Washburn University and Emporia State University soccer teams received NCAA tournament bids on Monday. Washburn is the number one seed in the Central Region and will host the opening two rounds of the tournament for the first time in program history. Emporia State is the number two seed after winning the MIAA tournament and will also host the first two rounds. Entering the MIAA tournament, Washburn is 16-3-1 and Emporia State is 12-5-4. KU head football coach Lance Leipold spoke with the media on Monday as the Jayhawks prepare for their upcoming Sunflower Showdown. Kansas will host in-state rival K-State this Saturday in Lawrence. The game will kick off at 6 o'clock. Leipold answered questions about quarterback Jason Bean. Bean was hurt in KU's loss to Texas Tech on Saturday. Leipold said after the game that Bean suffered a head injury. However, Leipold said he is very optimistic that Bean will be playing on Saturday. Mid-America Network Sports.
K-State fans, $2 day at women's basketball is Sunday, November 19th, when we take on Big Ten foe Wisconsin. General admission tickets are only $2 to this matchup when you purchase in advance. Order yours now and make sure to stop by the concession stand for $2 select concessions while supplies last. Secure your $2 tickets by calling 1-800-221-CATS or visiting kstatesports.com. Go Cats!
Beware of the fog.
Another three hits. A pure swish from the right wing.
The Kansas Jayhawks hit the hardwood every game right here.
Wow! What ball movement! They share it and they throw it down.
There's nothing like Kansas basketball.
The big time thundering slam.
Be a part of the journey all season long on your home for Kansas Jayhawk basketball. The Jayhawk Sports Network from Learfield.
This is Brian Haney, voice of the Jayhawks. Catch every KU basketball game on today's country, 95.5 KNDY.
Catch Kansas Jayhawk basketball tonight on KNDY 95.5. Jayhawk basketball live on KNDY 95.5.
Dress up the table and your holiday meals with a centerpiece of herbs. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Purchase plants for quicker results. Check with your local garden center or the produce department in your grocery store where many sell herb plants. Include herbs your family likes and those that complement your menu. Grow plants in individual containers or plant several in one decorative pot. Use a quality, well-drained potting mix and container with drainage holes. Be sure to place a saucer under the pot to protect your furniture. Add a decorative placemat and a few seasonal items to complete your display. And don't forget the snips. Let everyone add their own favorite herbal seasonings to their meal. When not dressing up the table, move your plants to a sunny window or under artificial lights. Water your edible centerpiece thoroughly whenever the top few inches of soil are starting to dry. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details. Nothing says holidays like a poinsettia. Make this year's celebration brighter than ever with Poinsettia Poinsettias. You'll enjoy vibrant colors from the whitest white to beautiful shades of pink and red. Poinsettia's compact size and abundant flowers put on quite a display in any holiday decor. Brighten tabletops and mantles with poinsettias or use them as a centerpiece and create instant ambience. Purchase Poinsettia Poinsettias at your favorite garden center, big box store, and other plant retailer.
Budai was about 30 minutes north and slightly west of Des Moines. These fertile farm fields also yielded some other industries that built a strong town and one opportunity that went to a town next door. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Boone, Iowa was incorporated in 1849. Two types of work quickly rose to the top of what this city was known for.
In the early part of Boone's development, the foremost industries in Boone were mining and railroading.
Mara McKay shares the story of Boone and its beginnings. Interestingly, those industries were so strong,
They passed on another opportunity that went to a nearby town.
Ames actually grew out of Boone because Boone decided they didn't want the Iowa State University facility here, and they wanted rather to focus on the agriculture, railroading, mining, and those types of things. And isn't it interesting how times will change and turn economically? If they would have known what that would turn into, they probably wouldn't have made that decision.
So today's Iowa State University ended up in Ames. Another important industry here in Boone was derived right from the land.
It had all of the rich river beds that they were drawing clay from. So the Boone Brick and Tile Company would develop pottery and bricks and different tile pieces.
And still more jobs were to be found in Boone below the ground.
Those gentlemen were working down in those mines, spending day and night in some cases to extract the coal from these areas, which I found to be quite interesting because when I think of Iowa, I don't always think of coal mining.
Today, the Boone and Scenic Valley Railroad takes passengers over the rails, and this town also boasts the first Fairway grocery store, established in 1938. And that brand continues to have a significant presence in this town and the region. Traveling the countryside in Boone, Iowa, I'm Andrew McCray.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with Radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at kndyradio.com.
If you need a farm worker that's as strong as an ox, why not get an ox? Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Oxen can do just about anything that a tractor can do as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Out here, work won't wait. That's why every Polaris off-road vehicle is engineered to make quick work of tough jobs. Carry everything you need. Go places other farm equipment can't. Work long hours with less fatigue. From grading gravel to herding cattle, Polaris gives you the upper hand on hard work.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Have been the beasts of burden for centuries. Their ability to work the land and plod their way across the countryside helped build our nation. Despite all the machinery and technology we have today, there are those who still choose to work their farms with oxen. Rob Collins is an instructor with the Midwest Ox Drovers Association. He says an ox is a steer that has been trained to pull equipment. Any breed of cattle can be trained as oxen, although traditionally they're made out of the dairy breeds.
In an animal you're going to handle daily, like a milk cow, you look for something that's going to be pretty easy to handle, less flighty. And those characteristics work really well when you're transferring it into a work animal. So the milking Devon and the milking Shorthorn have always historically been the most favored breeds. Holsteins make a really good ox. There's a lot of people that work Jerseys.
The animal should be alert and show intelligence. However, he says the more intelligent animals are sometimes harder to work with because they have some spirit. But when the work needs to be done, that spirit is advantageous, most of the time.
Good oxen won't have an immediate flight response. Collins says, unlike horses, they'll think about it a while before they run off. Training oxen can take time and patience, especially if the animals are already several years old. He recommends someone starting out to get bottle calves.
Bottle calves are much easier. You can definitely make a lot of progress in even just a few weeks. The first team I ever trained, within 3 weeks, they would wear a yoke and pull a light load, and that was 3 weeks of birth. So you can start right in, and they're very quick learners.
Collins says oxen can do anything that a tractor can do, tilling, logging, raking hay, even plowing snow. Learn more about using oxen on the farm at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
We are traveling in the footsteps.
In recognition of Long-Term Care Awareness Month, Beatrice Health and Rehab reminds everyone that planning for long-term care is important when the care becomes necessary. From Beatrice Health and Rehab, just 3 blocks north of the water tower, enhancing the lives we touch by providing compassionate quality care.
A progress report on gene editing for crops and livestock, today on Farm to Fork. With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now direct payouts can impact your bottom line with the Propane Farm Incentive Program. Participate and you could receive payouts like up to $5,000 for propane irrigation engines and prime power generators and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. Apply today at propane.com/farmincentive. Cab to cab, season to season, there's only one way to do it all on your farm, Ag Leader It. Ag Leader offers the complete package of precision farming tools that connect your entire operation year-round. Planter, Ag Leader It. Sprayer, ag leader it. Combine, ag leader it. Farm data, you guessed it, ag leader it. Contact your local ag leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information. Gene editing, not to be confused with genetic modification, is a work in progress, but at least there is progress. The head of genome editing, yield, disease, and quality research at Bayer Crop Science, Richard Lawrence, says gene editing is an application of technology to drive innovation and advance agriculture.
One, it's really slow to create spontaneous mutations that are useful. But two, many mutations are combinations of mutations that are useful. That's even slower and poorly sampled in the environment. What editing allows you to do is actually create a more targeted type of variation towards performance characteristics really rapidly that we think is going to allow us to accelerate our ability to design new crops and to accelerate the performance characteristics of the staple row crops around the world.
During a recent Farm Foundation forum on gene editing, Lawrence cited the work of a company called Covercress, which essentially turned a weed into a multi-purpose cash crop.
So really cool story to illustrate what we think genome editing can unlock when you're able to actually make multiple edits to the genome. What it really allows you to do is create new crops, rapidly adapt crops or domesticate crops.
Tomorrow, how the regulatory system is dealing with gene editing. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Cook Welding and Repair hopes everyone remembers the military men and women who are away from their families this holiday season. Please send cards and care packages to them with a brief message of support from home. Have a happy and safe Thanksgiving, everyone, from the staff at Cook Welding and Repair in Baileyville. Sapp Brothers Petroleum wants to thank the men and women of the United States Armed Forces for their dedication to this country and urges everyone to send cards and letters to wish them a safe and happy Thanksgiving. From Sapp Brothers Petroleum in Philly, Humboldt, Hanover, and Falls City, supplying fuel, propane, and oil.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, there is a new regional agricultural promotion program helping those out here in the Plains States and the Mid-America region, as it's a newly established project that was created by the Commodity Credit Corporation that's aimed at providing funding for purchasing commodities for food aid and export market development. As Steve Mercer, the Vice President of Communications at U.S. Wheat Association, talks about the initiative.
They are going to put forward $1 billion to purchase commodities for food aid. In Africa, hardwood winter is one of the commodities that has been purchased and shipped to Kenya, specifically in other areas in Africa, including soft white wheat out of the Pacific Northwest.
He goes on to talk about the U.S. Wheat Association's mission, which is to provide guidance and advocate for preserving the food aspect and food aid, as RAP also includes a regional component that enhances the export market opportunities and fosters better relationships within the ag community.
The countries where we have a very strong trade relationship, where agricultural products move toward, this money would probably not be earmarked for that. But in those areas where we want to develop stronger relationships politically and otherwise, so probably Africa, Middle East, South America, possibly, you know, those areas. So we'll find out more about specifically those earmarks for those funding.
They say the program is based out of Colorado and looks forward to work with the Plain States or around the region as well. And for more information, you can log in to look at some of that online at uswheat.org. As they say, increased export markets is developing across the area, which is a high priority for some of those farmers looking to try and get their product out. Again, you can find that information online at uswheat.org. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier.
Attention Wichita and surrounding communities. Have you been told you've got too much negative equity in your trade to make a deal? Did you pay over MSRP and are now stuck with a huge loss? You're not alone. At Midwest Kia, we never price over sticker. Come to Midwest Kia's Great Thanksgiving Negative Equity Elimination Event. That's right, come see us at Midwest Kia, and if we can't put a reasonable deal together because of your negative equity, you'll be entered into a chance to win up to $10,000 of Midwest Kia's negative equity elimination money. That's up to $10,000 more for your trade to help you get back into equity towards the purchase of any vehicle on our lot. At Midwest Kia, we offer a simple, transparent, and fast car buying experience.
Come to Midwest Kia and see why people are singing.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Winner picked on November 30th, 2023. Need not be present to win. Winner receives up to $10,000 applied against negative equity of trade-in on credit purchase of vehicle from Midwest Kia. Negative equity is the difference between trade-in, ACV, and payoff. See dealer for details.
The Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas, will be holding a special stock town bull sale Wednesday, November 15th, starting 11 a.m. There will be 175 Angus black white face first calf heifers. They'll have 30 to 60-day-old calves by side. 200 black white face and red Angus cows. 3 to 8 years old, they'll have August through October calves. There'll be 130 black, red Angus, and Hereford first and second calf heifers bred for January through March calving. We'll have over 300 black white face, red Angus, and Hereford cows. There'll be spring calving cows, including four dispersals. These cows are 3 to 8 years old and be bred for February through April calving. There'll also be 17 Angus, Hereford, and Balancer bulls. They'll be 18 months to 3 years of age. For more information on the special cow sale, to be held Wednesday, November 15th, starting 11 a.m. at the Manhattan Commission Company. Please call 800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
What makes a good sow? It depends on your goals, but a productive animal has a good conception and farrowing rate and mothering ability. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Out here, work won't wait. That's why every Polaris off-road vehicle is engineered to make quick work of tough jobs. Carry everything you need. Go places other farm equipment can't. Work long hours with less fatigue. From grading gravel to herding cattle, Polaris gives you the upper hand on hard work.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Whether you have just a few pigs or a large sow operation, choosing the right sow is an important consideration for your goals. There's been a lot of crossbreeding to improve traits, so honing in on one particular breed may not be a critical focus. Elizabeth Hines is an extension swine specialist at Penn State University. She says a good sow is one that's productive.
You can define productivity in a number of ways, but very commonly people define productivity in a sow operation as their conception and farrowing rate. The litter size at farrowing when those piglets are born and at weaning can have a pretty heavy influence on how productive that sow is. You'll want to consider the number of litters per sow per year.
Litter size is a highly selectable factor. You want a sow that can produce at least 2 litters per year and able to produce enough milk to feed all of her piglets. Also, consider her mothering abilities during the lactation phase. Does she pay attention to where her piglets are?
If you lose piglets because she has laid on them or because she has stepped on them and broken legs, that is not a good mothering ability sow. You want a sow that's going to look for her piglets before she lays down. She's going to lay down slowly to give them time to get out from underneath her. Even if you are in loose housing or pasture housing, you want a sow that's going to look for her pig before it lays down.
There are many characteristics to consider. Ask the seller for records to make sure she's capable of producing what you're looking for. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about choosing a sow at agriculture.com.
There will be a land auction, 388 acres more or less in Logan Township, north of Herkimer, selling for the Lawrence Tony Starr Trust. Friday, November 17th, sale begins at 10 a.m. at the Herkimer Community Center. Sold in three tracts. Tract 1 is 154 acres more or less, 106 acres cropland. Farm is terraced, then in a milo and bean crop rotation. 41 acres grassland, mostly hayed. 6 acres waterways with an older farmstead on 5+ acres. Tract 2 is 155 acres, more or less, 85 acres cropland, planted, bean and milo rotation,
71 acres, mostly grassland, consists of hay ground, a watershed pond and easement, waterways, and an older farmstead along 6th Road. Tract 3 in Logan Township, 77 acres more or less, 21 acres planted crop this season. Farm's been in a bean and milo crop rotation with 56 acres grassland with hay ground, timber, and watershed easement. These tracts north of Herkimer in Logan Township will sell at auction Friday, November 17th, 10 a.m. at the Herkimer Community Center. For inspection, contact Olmsted Real Estate, Rob Olmsted or Tom Olmsted. Olmsted Real Estate will be the auctioneer.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier as we move through a Tuesday today. Market's wrapping up a little bit later on here as we've been pretty consistent on the board trying to maintain in the grain market. Kind of mixed still right now overall for the corn and wheat. Soybeans are teetering in the positive right now. The livestock still mostly higher as well. We'll see how we close a little bit later in the corn. December corn is up 1.25 cents at 4.78 and a half. March corn's up 2 cents on the day right now at 4.94 and a half a cent. And the wheat market, Kansas City wheat for December is up a half a penny to 6.41 and three quarters. March KC wheat's down 0.75 cents at 6.51 and a quarter. Looking at your oats market, December oats are down 0.75 cents to 3.55 and a half, with March oats down 1.5 cents at 3.72 even a bushel. In the bean market, we are slightly higher right now as November beans are up a half a cent at 13.68 and a half. The January beans up 3.5 at 13.86 even. Mixed in the meal with December up a buck and a half at 4.70.90. The January meal is in the green 30 cents at 4.54 and 20 cents. Most of the later futures are all in the red. And the soybean oil for December up $1.12 at 52.66, with the January up $1.06 at 51.76. Looking at your canola market, January is up $14 at 7.15 and 10 cents, with the March canola up 12.5 at 7.21 at 20. And the cotton market is slightly up, but with December up $1.77 to 79 and a quarter. U.S. dollar index today is mostly lower, taking a hit today. December index is down $1.46 at 104.03. The March index is down $1.43 at 103.68. We have the euro up a penny at 108. The British pound up 2 pennies at 124 right now. 30-year bonds are slightly higher right now, up 1 point, over a point at 115.60. The 10-year notes right now are up just over a point at 108 at 26. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Attention Wichita and surrounding communities. Have you been told you've got too much negative equity in your trade to make a deal? Did you pay over MSRP and are now stuck with a huge loss? You're not alone. At Midwest Kia, we never price over sticker. Come to Midwest Kia's Great Thanksgiving Negative Equity Elimination Event. That's right, come see us at Midwest Kia, and if we can't put a reasonable deal together because of your negative equity, you'll be entered into a chance to win up to $10,000 of Midwest Kia's negative equity elimination money. That's up to $10,000 more for your trade to help you get back into equity towards the purchase of any vehicle on our lot. At Midwest Kia, we offer a simple, transparent, and fast car buying experience. Come to Midwest Kia and see why people are singing.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Winner picked on November 30th, 2023. Need not be present to win. Winner receives up to $10,000 applied against negative equity of trade-in on credit purchase of vehicle from Midwest Kia. Negative equity is the difference between trade-in, ACV, and payoff. See dealer for details.
There will be a land auction for the Frederick Neatville Trust with two tracts in Marshall County, selling Friday, November 17th. Tract 1 is 124 acres, more or less, 109 acres cropland, located at the southwest corner of 8th and Harvest Road, a mile west of U.S. 77. Tract 2 is 151 acres, more or less, 127 acres cropland, also located near 8th and Harvest Roads. Both are excellent locations for farming or residence, hunting or investment. For inspection and details, contact Don, Steve, or Valerie with Prell Realty and Auction at Marysville. Sale bill and details online at PrellRealtyAuction.com. Sale Friday, November 17th, 2 p.m. at the Marysville American Legion.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Allie Nippert. During the fall, certain producers should consider applying anhydrous ammonia. K-State soil fertility specialist Dorivar Ruiz-Diaz says why anhydrous ammonia can be useful for future crops. He begins by explaining benefits that producers could see by taking the time to apply it now.
this is a good time for thinking about anhydrous ammonia. Obviously, there are some advantages of putting fall application of anhydrous. Some of those are basically just give us a little bit more flexibility. In many cases, we may not even able to put anhydrous in the spring because of wet soil conditions. And so it is a good time of the year to do that. There are, of course, some considerations also in terms of price. You know, we can have oftentimes much better price during the fall, and even availability of anhydrous. Sometimes this could be an issue in the spring. And so we do have many farmers who do fall application of anhydrous.
Diaz emphasizes why cooler soil temperature is crucial for anhydrous ammonia and the reaction that takes place in the ground upon application.
Soil temperature is really one thing that we need to look very closely for anhydrous, just making sure that we don't lose that nitrogen by the time the corn is needed. We have to keep in mind that stay in place. And so if we kind of review a little bit what happened with anhydrous when you apply to the soil, obviously the ammonia pretty much immediately convert to NH4, which is ammonium. And that's basically a quick reaction that essentially just require water. Obviously, we're not going to use that ammonium. We're not in mobile form. So as long as we keep that ammonium in place, that's stable there in the soil. The challenge is once you have the ammonium NH4 convert to nitrate, the nitrate, as we know, is mobile, and we can lose that nitrate by leaching. We can also lose that nitrate by denitrification. That's the key point here. We want to make sure and keep that nitrogen in the ammonium form as long as possible. Something to keep in mind is that ammonium conversion to nitrate is a microbial-driven process. And of course, as we have lower soil temperature, that microbial activity is going to slow down. And that's why it's important to be watching that soil temperature very closely as we are applying anhydrous this fall.
He lists what producers should think about before deciding whether or not to apply anhydrous ammonia.
I do like fall application of anhydrous for Kansas. We do need to pay attention to other details, which is very important. And again, that's one of them is soil temperature, application conditions, use of inhibitors. Those are going to be all very important to make sure that nitrogen stays there for the corn next year.
That was Kansas State University soil fertility specialist Dorivar Ruiz-Diaz on fall application of anhydrous ammonia. For more information, go to www.eupdate.agronomy.ksu.edu and find the October 26th e-update article, Consideration for Fall Application of Anhydrous Ammonia. I'm Allie Nippert, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
While there are many unexpected factors that can affect the next growing season, farmers have grown to expect the expected with Rank Seed. Our consistent top-end yields come from strict quality control, trusted technology, and local dealers invested in your success. Rank Seed has been a family-owned and operated business since 1846. More than 175 years later, we still have the highest performing genetics on the market in all environments. Expect the expected with Rank Seed.
Check out the 11th Annual Pre-Thanksgiving Gun Show, November 18th and 19th at the National Guard Armory in Marysville. Doors open at 9 a.m. both days, running until 5 p.m. on Saturday and until 3 p.m. on Sunday. Join for biscuits and gravy, smoked meats, breakfast burritos, and more both days. 100% of the profits go to the Trail Life USA Grand Canyon and a Rocky Mountain High Adventure trip. Contact Buster Schmitz at 785-713-2298 with any questions. Hope to see you all at the 11th Annual Pre-Thanksgiving Gun Show, November 18th and 19th at the Marysville National Guard Armory.
Northeast Kansas' original country station, touching eight decades. 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.